It's been the Cornwall Sustainability Awards held at the Headland Hotel, and we've seen a great amount of people enter and win prizes. I've got with me from the Local Nature Partnership and the Cornwall Food Foundation, Matthew Thompson. First of all, just tell me about your inputs into the awards this year.
Hi there, thank you. The Local Nature Partnership is promoting environmental growth in Cornwall. So the Cornwall Sustainability Awards are a vital part of our strategy to recognise the successes people are making in growing the environment in Cornwall. And the awards this year have had an amazing array of entrants. I think we've had the most entrants ever. I escaped the difficult job of judging myself, but we had two Local Nature Partnership board members involved in the judging and the shortlisting. Across all the categories, and we like I say, we had the most entries ever. We had the highest quality entries ever, and I hear now that the whole country watches the Cornwall Sustainability Awards to look for the best up and coming on the national scene, because Cornwall is such a beacon of sustainability.
And what do these awards say about Cornwall?
The Cornwall Sustainability Awards, in its 12th year now, make it very clear that you can do great business in Cornwall and grow the environment while you do it.
And it's about good business, isn't it?
It's about good business and showing how good business can enhance the environment, and that the environment is not an inhibitor of good business.
Okay, so let's go right to the chase here. There's the overall winner we've got to mention here. Can you just give me the rundown on who went in for this category or?
Well, the overall winner is selected from all the winners of all the categories. So what's been very interesting about the awards this year, we've got a new category, which is about the sustainable food economy, which attracted a large number of entrants. Food is obviously vital to the Cornish economy, and I was proud in my day job running the Cornwall Food Foundation to sponsor that. But we've got categories to do with construction, with transport, with resource efficiency, with innovation. And you've seen a lot of businesses from all these different sectors enter the awards. Of all of those category winners, the judges picked one who was outstanding, and that was CNC Taxis. And they are outstanding. They won the resource efficiency category, hands down. But it wasn't just about being more efficient in their use of resources, but it's also their whole outlook. They're also a very well-managed business. Sustainability and in terms of business growth, they're also they've innovated right across their fleet, and they've put their actions to match their words. They've made great use of sustainable energy, and by the way they're planning their routes and their transport, generally they're improving the built environment actually. And so right across all of the themes that we've got in the categories, CNC boxed it this year, so that's why they are the outstanding winners.
Do they run electric vehicles?
They've got, I think, the highest quota of electric vehicles in their fleet of any taxi company in the region.
Okay, so what will they be able to do with that, that prize now, and how will it help their business in the future?
Well, funny enough, I bumped into last year's winners of this category, of the overall Cornwall Sustainability Award winner last year, EcoDrive, on the platform the other day, running up to London, Truro Station platform. They are very clear that having won the Cornwall Sustainability Awards has set them up for big business growth up the line, so not just in Cornwall. So it'd be interesting to see what a local taxi company does with that. It certainly should mean that they get profile across Cornwall. I think with their innovative approaches to transport management generally and the way they've re-equipped their fleet, they will probably find that they can offer services elsewhere in Cornwall than they are currently.
Okay, so you mentioned about what people can do with such a prize. So people might think, actually, my business can go in for this next year. What sort of thing would you advise any business thinking about entering the Cornwall Sustainability Awards for next year?
We've had a really interesting conversation this morning with Tony Juniper, who has come down from London, from Cambridge, actually, to talk to us. He's one of the country's great sustainability leaders. He is now saying, let's spend less time talking about sustainability. Let's spend more time talking about business case. And so I think this year, Varian and colleagues for the Cornwall Sustainability Awards ran some really good preparation workshops for businesses. I went to one. It was all about the business case. We're not anymore separating out green as a kind of a suit that you put on or a behavior you adopt for certain audiences. We're talking about environmental behaviours being at the core of your business if you want your business to flourish in the long term. So really, I think these awards are no longer just the province of green businesses. They're the province of mainstream businesses who are determined to find a really great stage to show off their accomplishments on. And so it's, in a way, I'm not saying they're less green than they were. They will remain the pro-environmental awards, but they are increasingly the place where businesses showcase their actual business achievements as much as their low carbon, green, pro-environmental achievements.
Matthew Thompson, thank you very much.